This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. And I am speaking with the editor-in-chief of the truthaboutguns.com right out of Austin, Texas, that being one young Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Well, I mean, today it was like a prerequisite. I mean, I'm looking at the front page and there's so much thought-provoking stuff going on out there. Let's talk about the three quarters of the gun owners.
Yeah, the folks who, Pew Research have done their thing and talked to 5,000 or so gun owners and done a little research and found that getting on toward three quarters of America's gun owners say the major reason for why they own their firearm is self-defense for protection. It's interesting too, because if you read the, if you click over and read our little excerpt and then click over and read their full thing, they say, gun ownership is, the view has changed only modestly since, the center's major survey of attitudes back in 2017. At that time, it was 67% of gun owners. That's actually not a modest change. That's a pretty significant change. So back in 2017, about two-thirds of gun owners said it was for self-defense. Now, almost three-quarters. It's gone up 5 percentage points for a 7% increase in the last six years. So more and more people are owning firearms for self-defense. And I think that if you pay attention to the news and you look around at what's going on with law enforcement and criminal justice system in this country in the last 3 years, that shouldn't really surprise you very much.
One thing about the report that I'm looking at, I remember after the Sandy Hook shooting, there was a poll. And if you remember with the Sandy Hook shooting, they had everybody went and camped in Newtown, Connecticut for 3 weeks. Everybody. Every morning, Fox News would get up there and they'd be like, "Hello, America. We're here again in Newtown." You know, it was just a horrible day to be alive. And Newtown, Sandy Hook was an aberration against society. And it also was going to happen simply because we've never hardened a target. We've never hardened a target. We know that he went to one target. So anyway, that just proves the point. But when they did a survey, and 56% of Americans in that survey believe that kind of a attack occurred on a regular basis, right? So now look at this survey, where a majority of Americans, 61%, say it's too easy to legally obtain a gun in this country, which this leads me to believe, I always thought that 56% figure was the low info voter.
Probably is. And again, if you went, there have been similar surveys of people and they ask them how often they think school shootings take place in this country, and it's usually about twice as often or three times as often as it actually does. And that's all because the media, as horrible as these things are, whenever they happen,
right,
the media hypes them up so much because it helps them to further the dominant anti-gun narrative among the media and the people who they favor politically. So that's why they try to stir up sentiment to such an extent that they hope that that will result in the passage of gun control laws. Sometimes it works. Sometimes you get somebody like a John Cornyn after Uvalde. He says, oh, okay, I'll get on board this time, and we'll do something. And you end up with a travesty like the bipartisan Safer Community Act,
right,
which is now being weaponized by the Biden administration against gun owners in a variety of ways, including cutting off federal funds to schools that have gun safety, you know, hunting safety programs, archery programs, stupidity like that.
Well, all I'm thinking, though, is that this is the media at work. Because they use things like the Gun Violence Archive. Have you noticed how they're sort of backtracking now and they're starting to say, well, we just put up the data. How they use it is up to them. But they're using the Gun Violence Archive stuff to say we've had 314 mass shootings, which makes everybody think 314 schools have been shot up this year.
Of course. I mean, that kind of thing is just made to order for the media, and the media can just say, hey, that's the number. That's, you know, we're just quoting these guys. They know this business much more than we do.
Right.
When even the FBI says, you know, the real number is about a third to a quarter of what Gun Violence Archives claims are mass shootings, because what Gun Violence Archives counts as a mass shooting is not what the average American thinks of as a mass shooting. We're not talking about somebody walking into a mall and opening fire. You're talking about a drug deal gone bad and four people were shot or wounded,
right,
in a shootout. They consider that a mass shooting.
Well, I mean, I think these things all come down to intent or motive. So, like, Adam Lanza's motive was different from the motive of a gangbanger.
Yeah, and that guy was just...
The guy that shot at Uvalde's motive was different from that of a gangbanger.
Completely, yeah.
So, I mean,
these are mentally broken people,
right,
who know what was firing in their synapses at the time.
So, I can't remember. Did they take the Uvalde shooter alive, or did they kill him?
No, he was killed.
He was killed, okay. Because I would love to explore him. I would love to know what was going on with him. But all this stuff aside, on the one hand, it does show some good stuff. The only thing that bothers me is just the demographics and the feelings. Everybody's about feelings now, and they use some of these surveys to rationalize some of this stuff, don't they?
Sure. I don't think that applies to this one, this particular poll, but there are, in effect, push polls where they try to steer people towards certain answers and use that data to, again, further the narrative and push political, hoped for political outcomes.
Well, I guess what will we do with that? Do you think that'll just sort of fade into this survey? Does this have sticking power? People are going to use this for as evidence of this and that and the other?
Oh, I think so. And what's again interesting of this is the trend over time. You know, where you look again 6 years ago, 2/3 of the people owning guns for protection, and now it's getting close to 3/4. So that movement is what's most, I think, notable here. I'm sure they'll do this in another 5 or 6 years, and we'll see how that changes.
This article, you can find this at thetruthaboutguns.com. Dan publishes. And the thing I like about Dan is he publishes all things good and bad. The op-eds that are from the anti-gunners, he publishes them also, so you can know what they're thinking. That's important to know. We got to know what they got going on in their head, because one day maybe we'll have a reckoning where they begin to understand things a little different. That would be lovely, I think. That would be stupendous, in fact. I'm just going to sit back here for a second and think about how stupendous that might be. In any event, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. You've got a new article up about Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, who's a Republican, but he feels the need to do something.
Yeah, he did. After the Covenant School shooting there, he made it known that he thought that the Tennessee General Assembly should enact a red flag law. And when they adjourned the session, without doing anything in terms of restricting the rights of the average Tennessee gun owner, he was upset and said, you know what, we're going to have a special session in August, and we're going to address all this then. He originally announced that back in April. And I don't know, this is speculation on my part, but I don't think that proved to be terribly popular with gun rights advocates and gun owners in the state of Tennessee. Tennessee is not known as a linguine spine blue state, anti-gun type of atmosphere, and he was kind of locked into calling this this special session. So when he actually did that, which I think happened on August 8th, he announced an agenda that includes things like codifying the executive order dealing with Tennessee Bureau of Investigation background checks, and doing something about mental health care in Tennessee, 10 care, which I think is their state Medicare program. Greenlighting DNA collection at time of arrest for felony crime. And then eliminating the one thing that has, it might have some impact at all on actual gun safety, eliminating taxes on firearm safes and other safe storage initiatives. So basically what he did is he's backed off his call for a red, you know, due process free red flag confiscation law in Tennessee, because that's not a good look for a Republican governor in a deep red state, and there was no appetite for that in the Tennessee legislature at all. You have to remember that that was where there were three legislators who led chants from the legislature floor while there were people in the gallery up above. Right. They brought in a microphone or a megaphone, and I can't remember what else had. Anyway, they tossed two of those three, and then all of the two legislators, anti-gun assembly people who they had expelled, were then promptly reelected because they were from deep blue districts. So there's a lot of news and a lot of sturm and drang about all that, but as usually happens, and as Governor Lee should have known at the time, jumping on the gun control bandwagon in the immediate aftermath of a high-profile shooting, like the Covenant school shooting, is a recipe for disaster, and it leads people to do things that they will later regret. And the Tennessee General Assembly did him a favor by cooling their jets and allowing tempers to cool and the and general atmosphere to calm down in Tennessee afterwards, as more has become known about the shooting and the shooter, I think the legislature took the eminently reasonable stance that acting in haste and allowing the actions of one broken individual to result in the gun rights or the rights of all Tennessee residents being limited is a recipe for disaster. Stupid. And it doesn't reflect well on the legislature, but politics in general.
What does he's got one thing in there about human trafficking, which I know that's a thing, right?
Of course, yeah, it is, and I'm sure it's a horrible thing. I'm not sure what that has to do with the Tennessee school shooting. Again, he had to fill up this list. He backed himself into a corner saying that he was going to call a special session, so he had to call it, and he didn't want it to be about gun control anymore, so he threw in these a bunch of tangentially related things like mental health coverage and background checks, And safe storage, I think he originally intended to ask for some sort of safe storage mandate along with a red flag law. But I'm sure he got his rear end reamed from all the powers that be on the right in Tennessee ever since all that. And he thought better of it. So he had to pad his list of priorities with all these other nebulous goals or whatever.
Well, I mean,
whatever it is he issued.
The safe storage thing, in order for them to enforce that, wouldn't they have to be able to go into your home and inspect it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's ludicrous.
So it's a Fourth Amendment violation.
Fourth Amendment violation. But, of course, he's not even asking for that anymore. He just wants to eliminate taxes on gun safes so that people can, you know, are incentivized to own one and safely store their guns.
Sure.
No problem.
Well, you know, I look at this and I think about, what is it, the bipartisan BSCA, that thing. When I looked at that, they're using that now in various ways to find new things in it, just like they did with abortion rights and they passed something that they didn't have to pass. Do you think this falls in the same sort of category? This is something that doesn't need to be passed. Nothing needs to be passed.
I don't think anything needs to be passed here.
Yeah.
And that's noted. We said some of that here. I'm not sure what the legislature is going to do on any of these issues. We did note, just because it's generally good advice anyway, that any time the legislature is in session, your liberty and your wallet are in peril. So watch out, because when legislators get together, they feel that they have to legislate. Now, maybe they don't in this case, so try and stick it to the governor again,
right,
for his grandstanding after the Covenant shooting. And they may sit here and, if I was the Republican legislator in this thing, I'd stand there and ostentatiously open the Wall Street Journal and read the paper. Throughout the session, and vote no on whatever comes up, because the less they do, the better. But that's just me.
Well, that's my belief too. I'd love to see them do nothing. I'm looking at what they've done, and I look at their win loss record, and they need to quit because they're plainly no good at it. All right, we're coming up on the next break. You can find this at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA News Update. Police say an armed and dangerous person remains at large on the campus of North Carolina Chapel Hill.
Within 3 minutes, cops flooded the street. Everywhere you could see people coming out with loaded weapons, just flooding the street, telling people to, you know, stay back.
Authorities have yet to confirm if anyone is injured or explain exactly what happened. Police urging everyone to remain sheltered in place. Former President Trump's federal 2020 election interference case will begin during the middle of the Republican presidential primaries. The Obama-appointed judge today scheduled the trial to start on March 4th, 2024. That's the day before Super Tuesday. The opening of a 200-year-old time capsule at West Point Monday turned out to be a bust. The small lead box found in May in the base of an 1829 monument was met with great fanfare. As it turned out, the scientists who examined the box found nothing but silt. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And they got this one article, and it literally is true. If Dan, if Kyle Rittenhouse gets out there and test drives a Yugo, people talk about it. Because everything he does, would it be safe to say that Kyle Rittenhouse is the anti-David Hogg? Is he the opposite side of the coin of the David Hoggs of the world? A young man who finds himself thrust into a position he probably wasn't looking for in the first place.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think Rittenhouse certainly is. I think the difference is Hogg was absolutely looking.
Oh yeah, for yeah, yeah, he's, yeah, yeah.
Attention and adulation, but yeah, I mean they're largely polar opposites. And even in the way we just mentioned, Hogg was out there jumping into the spotlight where Rittenhouse had no intention at all of getting all the notoriety that he had and becoming a lightning rod when Hogg revels in that kind of stuff.
Right. He's decided to start a gun rights organization.
Yeah, the Texas Tribune ran across some filings that this new organization put into the Secretary of State here in Texas in the last week or so, and wrote something up. And as we pointed out, got in all the right buzzwords that any corporate media outlet has to use when mentioning Mr. Rittenhouse, namely the term right wing. Elder conservative, mentioned two dead Black Lives Matter people, talk about far-right political actors, and even tied him to our attorney general who has been impeached here. So it was a very impressive effort. They ticked all the boxes on the Kyle Rittenhouse coverage list. So they did that. But yeah, he in fact is starting up something called the Rittenhouse Foundation, which is going to be described as a new gun rights org. And shockingly, nobody from the Rittenhouse Foundation wanted to talk to the Texas Tribune or the UK's Independent that covered this as well. So the only mission statement they could come up with for this thing was what was listed in the filing. That's listed as a nonprofit that protects human and civil rights secured by law, including an individual's inalienable right to bear arms, ensures Second Amendment is preserved through education and legal assistance. So I naturally wondered, what is the Rittenhouse Foundation going to be? How is it going to be different from, say, the Second Amendment Foundation, Firearms Policy, GOA, NAGR, whatever? You know, a lot of other good gun rights organizations out there doing very good work. How is the Rittenhouse operation going to be different? So I talked to Chris McNutt, who is on the Rittenhouse Foundation board, and he also happens to be the president of Texas Gun Rights. And he said it's actually, Rittenhouse Foundation is actually very different in that they are going to concentrate on individuals. So if someone defends himself with a firearm and finds himself probably not nearly in as high profile a manner, but finds himself being charged with murder or charged with some other crime, and the Rittenhouse Foundation judges this person to have been, you know, lawfully defending himself, they're going to support him. And they're going to give him the kind of support that Kyle himself really didn't get a lot of, especially early on in the process after the Kenosha shooting.
Well, he's probably looking at it, you know, didn't they start a GoFundMe that they stopped when he was looking for money for his legal defense?
Yeah, he initially, a couple of, let's say, questionable attorneys latched themselves onto him and started raising funds, and it was less than ideal. And fortunately, someone, you know, Kyle was what, 17, 18 years
17,
old?
17, no, he was 17 years old.
17, and he didn't know what was going on.
Sure.
And, it was just he and his mom. They had never been in anything like this, didn't know how to proceed, how many of this would. I'm not sure how they got the help that they did, and they got some better, much better advice. They fired those two attorneys, who were mostly in it from themselves, from all accounts, and got some good representation. And you see how that all worked out.
Right.
He was found not guilty on all charges. But that was an expensive process, and he got support from, you know, a couple of high wealth individuals came forward. Ricky Schroeder, you know, the actor.
Right.
I think contributed $1 million, and National Association Gun Rights came in and they contributed, I want to say $50,000. So people did come forward, but, you know, it was a long, hard process. I don't know that all the legal fees were covered, and I know he's still fighting court because he's been sued by
the survivor, the one that tried to shoot him in the head.
Yeah, exactly. The guy who actually pointed a gun at him.
Right.
He's suing him, as is the family of one of the other people who attacked him and who he shot and killed. So anyway, he's got civil cases in process. So that's still ongoing. And it said, you know, none of the funds that this new foundation is raising will go to Kyle. I don't think they even can go to Kyle. This is all for this new mission statement. And they have been, the Rittenhouse Foundation has been backed significantly already by some very deep-pocketed individuals here
right.
in Texas.
Right.
Who are Second Amendment supporters and backers, and want the people who people who defend themselves, helped out and helped through this process when they get charges filed against them, such as, for instance, the gentleman here in Austin who defended himself when a marcher pointed an AK at him, and
right.
He has since been found guilty of murder by a Soros-backed, charges brought by a Soros-backed prosecutor, and the governor is still in whatever process of...
He's got to get him through that to get pardoned, right? He's got to be up on the pardon thing.
Yeah, the governor is. Yeah, but for him to pardon it, I think the law in Texas requires the state board of
pardons
or something to act first. The governor can't just do it on his own.
Right.
So that's the kind of person I think that the Rittenhouse Foundation is looking to help.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this goes. I mean, he's been under the spotlight for a very long time at a very young age. He did a very fair accounting of himself, self-defense wise.
Extremely.
And
you can't ask for somebody to perform better.
They keep doing this stuff about Black Lives Matter. They don't even say BLM. They say Black Lives Matter. And like he shot black people when, in fact, he was attacked by three white guys.
Exactly. Who were all troublemakers with criminal history.
Yeah. One of them just got out of the loony bin, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
But if you call them Black Lives Matter, they're hoping the readers think that he somehow shot black people, which obviously makes Kyle then a racist.
And listen, when I say loony bin people, what I'm talking about is this dude had obvious mental health issues, and they let him loose. Let him loose anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, he was going to act on his thing because now he got to get out there. He was railing in front of the whole group wanting somebody to shoot him before he managed to cut Rittenhouse out of the herd. I saw that video.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yeah.
We'll be right back talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back, and we are talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And we come to this, the IRS was doing, I guess, a live fire training exercise, and well, they had something happen. What do they have happen?
They sure did. There's some Federal Bureau of Prisons has arranged somewhere outside of Phoenix that apparently a lot of federal agencies used to train, and there was some training exercise going on there this week involving some IRS agents, and one of them apparently had a negligent discharge and shot another IRS agent, didn't just wound him, but killed him. We don't have a lot of detail about this, given the federal government
transparency.
Yeah, lack of transparency. I don't expect we ever will hear much about this or how it happened or what kind of exercise they were doing, or did somebody walk forward of a line? Somebody, you know, was he his finger on a gun, on a trigger when it should have been? We're not going to hear about that. I have no expectation whatsoever of ever getting any clarity on this.
All. Right.
But it happened. Particularly in an atmosphere after the laughably named Inflation Reduction Act, which included funding for 87,000 new IRS agents to be hired. This kind of thing gets people's attention.
Right. Now, Dan and I were talking about this right before we came on here, and this is according to the Americans for Tax Reform. This is an article that came out when? 8-5 of 2021, August the 5th. They found that IRS agents accidentally discharge guns more often than they intentionally fire them.
Yeah, that's not an encouraging statistic.
Did you see that video of them training with the LARP guns? Did you see that video?
Yeah.
Do you think that was real?
I don't know. I don't know how it wasn't. I mean, somebody had body armor that said IRS CID, Criminal Investigation Division, which is, I think, their agents who carry guns. I don't know. I honestly have no idea. If that was real or not, but it sure looked like it. And I don't remember the IRS, because it sure made a lot of news. It got a lot of play all across the internet. And I don't remember the IRS coming out and saying, oh, that isn't us. That's just somebody, you know, playing around. so it probably was real, even if they were just pointing blue guns at each other.
One AP article I see about that says, shows college campus event, not new IRS police force.
Right. Yeah, I think that's correct, and I did read something about that. Yeah, they were going in to basically recruit accountant or accounting majors and people like that, trying to get them into the consider the IRS for as a career, and said, you know, you can be an IRS agent who carries a gun. And I've seen pamphlets in the past.
Yeah. Right.
Has printed up recruiting pamphlets saying, you know, be an IRS agent and carry a gun, which is exactly what you want your federal.
You know, if you look at the breakdown, the IRS has more armed agents than the ATF does.
Dude, yeah, the ATF isn't all that big. I think there are, 5,000 agents?
Yeah.
Of all types?
They're not exactly a military force by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
And I think the IRS has like 90 more armed people than the ATF does, which I found that to be interesting. The biggest armed, out of all of the armed federal police law enforcement agencies, there's like 51, 52,000 armed positions.
Yeah.
All together.
That's something that alarms a lot of people, is that every federal agency of any type seems to have its own SWAT group and armed people, even if they're like the Bureau of Land Management or, postal inspector or you name it, whatever the government's into, whatever branch they have, they've got people that are carrying guns as well, even if they're, I don't know, Department of Highways or whatever they do. So why every single agency feels it has to have its own specialized armed units, I guess that's another argument for another day, but it is,
But I mean, it you know, a lot of the stuff that a lot of people focus on with this, I mean, the reason I point that out is there were more people in the 1st Armored Division when I was in it in 1984 than there are in all of the alphabet agencies as far as armed personnel. There were more of us there. So it's not like there's some military force. And they do not, like if we did a show, if you and I decided to do a law enforcement show called Postal SWAT, most of their day would be spent playing video games because they're not, you know, maybe they get to train, but I mean, when do they actually get activated? Because wouldn't we know? We would hear about that, wouldn't we?
I guess. I mean, you think if they're going after somebody who's made, like, mailing drugs to the mail?
Right.
Wouldn't they call in the DEA?
Yeah.
Or the FBI or something like that?
Well,
you know, somebody who's better equipped to handle it?
Well, I mean, ATF.
The
ATF, whenever they are actually charge somebody, they rarely arrest anybody. They look at the charges that come local, and if in Chicago, for example, if they actually charge somebody with a Glock switch, They throw an ATF charge in on that one. They're not there when they arrest them. They're not going in there and kicking in doors or nothing.
Right. And I think we also, there's also a huge problem with federal agencies not wanting to talk to or cooperate with each other. So, you know, if you've got somebody mailing drugs through the Postal Service,
right,
rather than having your own armed people go after those, why wouldn't, make use of the DEA, whose job it is to do that, and let them do that,
right,
rather than spin up your own armed force to handle dangerous postal violations.
And invite all of that scrutiny that's coming with it.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy.
I just saw that, and I mean, it all comes down to, and training accidents are going to happen. Accidents are going to happen. However, this tells
me... The more
you
handle guns, it's going to happen.
But I've never heard, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but like, when I was in the military, the only training accidents we have always involved vehicles or apparatus.
Yeah.
We weren't shooting each other. We didn't even shoot each other with the blank adapters, right?
Yeah.
So the only time we would actually aim something would be with the MILES equipment on, the multiply integrated laser exchange system. The laser tag. That's the only time we did it. And that was the check and balance we put so that we didn't accidentally spray each other with hot charged particles of gunpowder that did not burn all the way with the blank, or just shoot them. All right, just shoot them with a live round. And we had lots of vehicle accidents. We had lots of aircraft accidents, but we didn't accidentally shoot each other. I'm not saying that hasn't been done, but I mean, this is,
yeah, you rarely hear about that happening in the military.
I don't hear about that happening too much in law enforcement.
No.
It may happen for all I know, and we just don't ever hear about it. But I mean, this is one of those things where, and in the real world, everybody in charge of that unit should be relieved from their job or fired or something, and they should stop all training altogether and take a look at what they're doing right now, because it sort of sounds like they're probably stacking up to get into a door or something.
Yeah. Again, speculation. I don't know.
Yeah.
It could have been something like that.
Yeah.
But again, we're based on the current level of government transparency. I doubt we'll ever find out.
Probably never ever. So. Yeah, that I saw that on there, and I was like, "Wow, this is." I'm going to use this on the regular show too. I mean, this is a good article that you guys got up there, and it has some good points and all these other things. And the federal government, you know, I'm always telling everybody out there, and we can look at the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act as an example. The only reason they got that is because some Republicans gave it to them. That's the only reason they got that. And they can only get from us that which we give them, which doesn't fill me full of hope anyway, especially with this particular group of politicians we got in place today. In any event, as usual, excellent week. You guys had a very excellent week. A great job. Truthaboutguns.com. These guys are on the tip of the spear when it comes to getting all of these things out there. You guys are absolutely splendid. With
everything you went to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to write an article for you one day again. I'm going to find a AI editor. Or maybe I'll just send it to you. Maybe I should just let you do it. You'll put the commas and periods in there, won't you?
Happy to.
Thank you for joining me today. Dan Zimmerman of TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own, there certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
It's obvious we're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.